Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-mega-nuclear, anachronistic patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on the following morning now from the election, and a lot of nail-biting going on and a lot of shenanigans that were reported yesterday. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday. And like us, we're sure that all of you out there want to do some very serious wifflebatting all the news that we've heard already. I can't describe yesterday's happenings as anything other than an absolute nightmare.
Cluster.
Oh, what? My gosh.
This
our strategy was the flood strategy. Everybody and your dog, you better get out there and vote. You better get out of the woodwork. If you have to hitchhike to town to vote, you better get there, right?
And there's reports of, record numbers of people voting.
Absolutely.
And a lot of places, lines and poll workers indicating that
we have our own boots on the ground network through Amron, the whole radio network, where we've got operators in every single state in the United States, and we had tons of reports of higher than usual numbers.
Right.
Everybody was describing that. Well, most of the people were describing that it went without a hitch, but their votes were scanned by machine. Their paper ballots were scanned by machine.
Right.
And
not
like,
just any machine.
Yeah, but Dominion.
Exactly.
And in fact, it was great to get the poll from the Amron radio operators to find out just how many Dominion voting machines are still out there.
That was alarming to see across the country. How many
are still there?
That they're using Dominion machines. And of course, for them, everything went off without a hitch, naturally.
Or it appeared to.
Right. Well, you go in, you cast your vote, you put it in the Dominion machine, and it took it.
Right.
So cool. But just like, we've seen testimony from 2020, it'll take your vote.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll shave whatever it needs to off until it hits the right number for the desired candidate to win.
That's right.
And they're
whether that be 22% or whether that be 82%.
Shaved off. Right.
Yep.
Just so that the candidates will come out at, 51.5 to, 49.5.
Well, as far as like the huge turnout, we definitely got that. I mean, the whole flood tactic worked without a hitch. It was beautiful.
Yes.
People, so many people came out in record numbers. Well, but the problem is we saw the counter attack to a flood response, which they knew was going to happen. And so if they know that they're going to see nothing but record numbers, they're going to have a counter attack planned in response to the flood technique.
Right.
And so what they did was we saw across the whole entire country endless numbers of machine failures, outages, issues with machines, people in
cyber attacks
in
Illinois,
and people saying like in Harris County, Texas, that there were issues with the machines, serious computer problems, only two machines are working, and other reports in Texas, just 10 out of the 50 machines are working. So their response to flood is to shut a good majority of the machines down completely.
Right. And President Trump was also saying, guys, hold the line, stay at the locations. And what he's talking about is there were several that were reporting glitches. They had people standing around running out of paper.
Right.
Oh, a paper shortage.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Oh, we ran out of paper.
Yeah. And so, this is, if that's intentional, these little things are intentional, It's designed to make the person just, man, I got to get to work. You know, I've only got an hour for lunch or, well, right. You know, and then they leave.
Well, and then like Maricopa County, which is all sorts of fraudulent from start to end. Oh my gosh. First of all, Maricopa County says Katie Hobbs is in charge of running the election. Who is running against Carrie Lake? How is Katie Hobbs in charge of running the election?
I do not even understand how that reports, could even be legal.
Right. And reports the voting machine problems at 20% of the polling locations. And they're saying that, no, you can't go check your ballot somewhere else to see if it was counted. Why? Because that might actually show you the truth, right?
Well, see,
you know,
they're saying nobody's vote's being disenfranchised, but these guys they lost all their credibility.
Oh yeah,
even during the investigations with strong suspicion of election fraud, they denied or they refused to comply with subpoenas for records.
Right.
You know, when it was issued by the state Senate, and they just outright, they were defiant. There was nothing there to prove. They had every chance in the world to prove that everything was on the up and up, and they refused to.
Right.
And it just cast more suspicion on. They completely eroded the trust of the people. So now they can't even afford to have a legitimate hiccup in their election system, especially when the day before, they went out of their way to put out a public service announcement guaranteeing, warning people of rumors of voter fraud.
Right.
Because they have gone through all their machines, checked them, and they're all working.
Right.
The next day, oops, 20%. One out of five is not reading the ballots.
And they said, oh, that was because the printer was down.
So what happened to the, we tested it and everything's working?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's just, sorry. I mean, you know, they sit there and they act offended when people don't trust them.
Right.
When they had the chance for the people to trust them and they completely trashed it.
Right. Well, and gosh, so I mean, like we're saying, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute election nightmare.
Yeah, it
and,
is.
And especially when I think the placid response of people being happy to see that their paper ballot was scanned into a machine, Dominion or otherwise.
Right.
And thinking that that was okay. And thinking that's okay because all of the computer programmers that have been investigating all of the election fraud have said, absolutely do not trust any kind of computer or machine attached to the election at all.
Right.
And these are the computer programmers saying, absolutely not.
Yeah, these guys are hackers that, you know, the white hat hackers.
Right.
They're the ones that do penetration testing for companies, you know, to make sure to look for vulnerabilities. You know, pretend you're the bad guy, try to break into my system, and here, you know, they pay them to do this, and then they find these vulnerabilities, and then they help them patch them so other bad guy, black hat hackers can't come along and do the same thing. And just like you said, all these white hat hackers, they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's like, let me show you, you know,
right.
Clickety click.
Let me
boom.
Show you the ways.
They're in. And here we can manipulate the votes in real time. In fact, the designer of that, who
Clint Curtis,
who designed it for the Venezuela stolen elections, for that purpose, even said this is what they were designed to do. And here I wrote the program and this is how it's done.
Well, and even worse, these Dominion systems is what the CIA. Our CIA has been using to throw elections in foreign nations to get their guy in place. And so we watched it happen in Venezuela. We watched it happen all over the world. Now, all of these Dominion voting machines, they overturn the votes. And, well, surprise, surprise, now everybody's got a WEF stooge.
Everybody needs to be, I mean, so fired up about the Dominion machines that are still allowed to be used.
Right.
That's what people
need to be pointing to. Any machine whatsoever.
Yeah. Right. And so we had a lot of confirmation from across the country that those machines are still in use.
That's right.
And, you know, we were, like Amir Sarfati said, they had a similar issue in Israel when they got that horrible leftist government in place. Not this most recent one with Netanyahu getting in, but like he said, the patriots need to show up in sheer numbers. So it's impossible. You can't just shave a little here, shave a little there and get the people in that you want when you have a massive record-breaking voter turnout. You can't hide that then.
Well, that was exactly what we thought was such a great idea until we understand now that their response to the flood tactic is to just shut all the machines down.
Well, we will see. We will see. And, it's not very helpful for the White House to be putting out messages that, please refrain from calling elections, right after the election. Don't declare a victory. Let it drag on a week. This needs to take several days, for us to really know why.
Right.
It never used to be that way.
I think it's just important that everybody does understand that. I mean, it was nationwide system outages all on today. And that's no coincidence. That is not a coincidence. Mercer County, New Jersey, Maricopa County, Arizona, Harris County, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Champaign County, Illinois. It just goes the list. Ohio, Georgia, New York. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yep.
So,
We'll see. We'll see how it unfolds. We're hopeful that the red wave, the tsunami showed up. And it's going to make it impossible for them to do enough damage that we're going to be able to get power back.
That's right. That we'll have enough investigations currently going on as were going on all day yesterday, like Mike Lindell. We've got a great clip from Mike Lindell describing possibly one of the insurance cushions that we have in this election.
Right.
So hooray for that. But we will get to that in segment two. And we got to get to the word
of
the
day. We do.
Okay. All right. So the word of the day for this Wiffle Bat Wednesday, oh my gosh, comes to us.
Ow!
That's right. Harder next time.
That's right.
Okay. So comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, which read, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." And that's it.
Wow. Good. That is a good one.
And that's a random turning, and that'll be perfect for all of those communists that are going to say, first of all, that the election deniers are just, domestic terrorists.
Right.
Yeah.
Domestic violent extremists. Watch out for them.
That's right. Yeah.
They're going to get mad when we steal the election again, and so
yeah, right.
We need to be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Well, we've got more to cover. We're going to hit as much of that as we can. Great scripture. Really good. Stand for righteousness. Stand true to him. And even when they persecute and they call you names, every name under the book, they try to demonize you, hold the line.
That's right. When they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. And that's right. Hold to the high road.
That's right. Because those are the same people that are calling evil good and good evil.
That's right.
So, good. Oh, put that scripture out again.
Okay. So that was 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16.
14 through 16. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, praise God.
This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we'll be doing a lot more when we get back. We've got more Wiffle Bats wound up and some great quotes, so stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder.
Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Patriot Hill Territory in the heart of the American Redoubt. Hey, if you have a business or some type of ministry that you'd like to advertise, we have openings. If you want to help support Radio Free Redoubt and you'd like to partner with us and get your name out there and promote your product or service, then shoot me an email, johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, and we'll shoot you the advertising schedule. And there's an invitation if you want to hear your business or outreach on the air and get the word out. Okay, on this Wiffle Bat Wednesday, I've got one here. It's not election related, but it's worthy of mentioning. These people need a Wiffle Bat right upside their communist globalist nugget. The UN now is telling rich countries, that's us, to pay $2 trillion a year for climate justice. Yeah, you heard that right. China has been specifically excluded from the demand for reparations, which includes taxes for fossil fuel companies on their global carbon profits, even as the communist state's greenhouse gas emissions now exceed the entire rest of the developed world combined. Yeah, we don't want to hurt the Chinese feelings, but all the rest of y'all, you need to cough up $2 trillion a year for climate justice.
Well, right. I could see that coming, especially as Ukraine kind of dwindles as far as requiring any more of our billions and billions of dollars to funnel in and filter into their elitist pockets. And so
all the people
they need another way to filter our money out.
All the people involved in that, making that decision, in that statement, need to sit down with a 5-gallon bucket of coal, and you don't get up from the table until you've eaten all of it.
There you go.
You're going to help clean up our carbon footprint, and you're going to eat that entire bucket of coal. And you think about your bad decisions after that, because we've got other things planned. You know, if you come back to the table begging for more.
That's right.
Anyway.
My gosh. You know, and first of all, it's a fantasy scenario anyway. The whole carbon footprint thing, as it happened in the EU, was all that happened when they did that over there was it robbed everybody blind of billions and billions of dollars, and they traced it all back to the elite, the European elite, and it went straight to them. And so then they all went, well, we only made this many billion off of the European Union. Let's focus our eyes on the United States now and see
right.
just how much we can drain from them. And so not on your life, guys, not on your life.
Yep.
And so I've got this clip here. We're talking back about elections again. This has a good solid sound to it that I just like to hear Mike Lindell say. And so he's talking about they're watching every cyber, they're tracking everything by cyber,
yes.
cyber everything.
Right.
And so hopefully they've really got the full analysis in full throttle and ready to go. Listen to this clip.
People, we're going to be watching every race. We're going to have the real-time crime desk going at frankspeech.com. Everybody, you can watch me there tomorrow night. We are tracking every race by cyber. I want all the bad guys out there to know, through the Edison Report, we are watching, and we also have another way to watch what's going on with the computers and the machines. So I'm putting them all on notice, Steve. They're all on notice. So that we are, and by the way, you can turn in at the crime.frankspeech.com. If you see anything, turn it in there.
Yeah, there's no doubt a lot of eyes are on this election. I mean, even with all the Dominion machines, there are so many cyber experts that are watching and ready to hold these people unaccountable, unlike in 2020.
That's right.
So, you know, this part is encouraging. And now the Department of Justice, you know, they're sending their election integrity teams all over the country, right? Well, they did that in Florida, and DeSantis said, no, you can't even. Matter of fact, it's against Section 102.031 for the Florida statutes list. The people who may enter any polling room or polling place, the Department of Justice is not even allowed to.
That's awesome.
And In response, the Florida election, their Department of Justice, they mobilized their own election integrity team.
Oh, yes, their committee.
To keep an eye on the DOJ.
Fantastic. And
then the DOJ says, well, actually, mostly what we're going to be doing is checking to see if we have the ADA machines out, the American Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we're just making sure, you know, poor little old lady in the wheelchair will be able to vote. That's mainly why we're here.
Yeah.
Now get out. There's the door.
That's right, you bum.
Get out, you bum. Throw them in that hurricane that's on the road. Oh, bam. Florida, another hurricane the way.
No kidding. Well, and the great thing about DeSantis there is he's doing the exact right thing.
Yep.
And by the way, the press asked President Trump and Melania as they exited the polls, did they vote for DeSantis? And Trump said, yes, I did.
Yep.
So good on him.
Is there any other
choice? There is no other choice.
He is the man
for
governor of Florida.
That's
right. And he's leading the way. But he's got some up-and-coming competition as far as which governor's doing it right.
That's right. Because I've got this awesome clip here from Carrie Lake. And, well, I won't blow all the great stuff she has to say. Just let you listen. Here you go.
Okay. Who are you? Chris Van Cleef from CBS News. I want to just follow up on his question, if I may. If Donald Trump announces, as expected, to be president, and you win the governorship of Arizona, you're likely to be talked about as a VP candidate. Do you plan to serve your entire term in Arizona, or are you open to being the VP?
Are you new covering this race? Because we've talked about this before. I've answered this question. I am going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do 2 terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare for 8 years. And we will reform the media as well. We're going to make you guys into journalists again. So get ready. It's going to be a fun 8 years. I can't wait to be working with you guys.
Oh, man. The low point in that young man's career right there. He got shredded.
Yep.
And it's gone viral.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, that was beautiful.
That was an awesome statement.
We're going to make journalists out of you again.
That's
we're going
right.
to reform the media. And there's somebody who would know how to do it too. I mean, that's her background. You know,
yeah, yes, exactly. She's a professional journalist herself. So fantastic. And so there's one other thing that if you want to track your ballot, it says here, was your mail-in or provisional ballot counted? Every vote must be counted. And if you voted using a mail-in or absentee ballot, you can make sure that your ballot was counted by selecting your state in the link below. That link is www.vote.org/ballot-tracker-tools. /.
Okay.
And we can put that, we can actually put that as well as Mike Lindell's link for reporting polling crimes, voting crimes, election crimes that you may have seen firsthand.
Right.
We can put both of those on our website and on our Telegram channel. And the one for Mike Lindell was crime.frankspeech.com. And once again, this other one for tracking your own ballot is www.vote.org/ballot-tracker-tools/.
There we go. Got it. All right. Yeah. So Carrie Lake re-emphasized that the day she's sworn in, she's declaring an invasion and mobilizing all the forces at her disposal to shut down the border.
Yep.
And put the word out to the cartels that that it's on. And constitutionally, the states can declare an invasion and actually declare war.
Yep.
Against that. And, you know, so we're pretty excited to see that. We're looking forward to it.
Right. She came straight out and said the cartels will soon get the message that your days in Arizona are numbered.
Yes.
So that is just awesome. That's exactly what you'd expect to hear out of a good governor, right?
Oh, yeah. So the whole nation's been waiting to be said
yes,
by a governor.
Yes, exactly. And so, and speaking again of DeSantis, I've got this article here from the Epoch Times that describes a Cuban immigrant praises DeSantis's declaration of Victims of Communism Day in Florida.
Oh, nice.
So hooray for him. That's fantastic. She said, I think it's truly important for our children to learn the truth. I'm grateful that the governor understands that. And yeah, just the fact that he has a day, Victims of Communism Day in Florida. Good grief. That should be like a whole month dedication. Victims of Communism. And, you know, of course, granted, the Cubans have that firsthand.
Yes,
and,
they do.
So that makes an awful lot of sense. But Governor DeSantis, he signed that proclamation declaring November 7th as the first annual Victims of Communism Day in Florida.
Outstanding.
And so, you know, we could all celebrate that day. We are currently victims of communism through all of these fraudulent elections.
Absolutely.
Nothing says communism like stolen election. Just look at Stalin.
And nobody hates communism more than people who had to, you know, try to survive under it and escaped it.
Yes, that's
and that
right.
And are warning the rest of the world about it.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Yep.
So, yeah, you wonder, you know, will we ever get it? You know, they just keep repackaging it and put lipstick on the pig and
yes,
tell
and,
you
and run it
different.
Through again. And the interesting statement here from this article, it says, Florida is home to millions of individuals who fled communist governments to seek freedom. Well, gosh, look at what we're all doing right now. We're seeking freedom again.
Yes.
Because we're under tyrannical communist rule. This is a communist coup.
Yep. And once again, I want to see Nuremberg style trials.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming on.
Absolutely.
You know, if you guys haven't checked it out yet, you know, that Died Unexpectedly documentary is covering, you know, more and more and more of these deaths from Health Impact News. There is excess deaths in England and Wales are currently running higher than in the main pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. And the deaths are off the charts. And you can go to, they got a BitChute video channel called Check Your Six. That's Check UR Six. It compiles all these videos of these media reports and these deaths. And it's astounding. Anyway, guys, you be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.